Poll, Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo take the lead in swing state Nevada. By Wendell Hussebo on August 20, 2022. Republicans Adam Laxalt and Sheriff Joe Lombardo now lead their respective races in the swing state of Nevada, according to a Trafalgar Group poll released Friday. Lombardo, who is running for governor against incumbent Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak, has taken the lead in the general election race by about 3 points, 46.2 to 43.6%. Libertarian Brandon Davis holds 3.8%, while other candidates combine for 0.6%. 5.8% of respondents are undecided. Lombardo was tied with Sisolak in a July poll. Likewise, in the Senate race, Trump-endorsed Laxalt has taken the lead over Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, by about 2 points, 46.7 to 44.3%. Libertarian Neil Scott holds 2.3%, and other candidates combine for 1.2%. 5.5% of voters are undecided. Cortez Masto was statistically tied with Laxalt in a July poll. The poll sampled 1,082 voters from August 15 to 18 with a 2.9-point margin of error. 37% of Democrats and 35% of Republicans comprised the poll. The polling comes as Masto has refused to answer if she will campaign with President Joe Biden during the 2022 primary election. Masto's silence on whether she will campaign with Biden and her choice not to campaign with Biden's vice president are notable because the senator's family has a long history with the president. Breitbart News first reported that Biden's 2020 campaign paid a private security firm owned by Cortez Masto's husband, Paul Masto, who was friends with Hunter Biden and solicited work from the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. Meanwhile, in the gubernatorial race, Lombardo slammed Sisolak for allowing state employees to work from home, which often makes residents of the state unable to access basic government services. Steve Sisolak has state employees still working from home. They have never come back to work. These calls were made in July of 2022 during normal business hours. A recently released ad says, families are struggling, and Steve Sisolak can't be bothered to answer the phone. In a released statement, Lombardo explained how the ad highlights Sisolak's decision to let tax dollars go to waste while residents are not being properly served. The video showcases how Governor Sisolak is still allowing state employees to work remotely, which, in turn, has made it almost impossible to get assistance with basic government services, the statement reads. Disclosure, Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.